Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. In about 15 minutes from now, you will hear a very heated competition. I hope it's heated. Between Jerry Wischowski and Randy Wang when it comes to Weird Al Yankovic. They're doing a Name That Tune.
Yeah, two titans. I mean, they really are into Weird Al. This is two guys who, I mean, you know, most people, for example, Eat It, you know, we know that song.
They're more than 400 pounds together.
These guys go deep with Weird Al.
240 for RW, and GW is, what do you weigh? You weigh 190?
Like around, I haven't weighed myself in a while. I think it's around 190 to 200.
Let's say 200.
All right.
Yeah. All right, so that's 440 pounds.
I think I've lost weight recently.
No, I was going to suggest to you, Jerry, that I think you've put some on.
440 okay, Brian. Between the two of you. 440 pounds.
Why snap at me?
I don't know.
I think your hairline has receded a little bit more recently, too.
That's fine.
He's very sensitive about his weight and his looks. All right. Tom Likas. Tom Likas talked about us today. We're talking about you today. I guess us, but you as well.
I don't know why. I mean, I don't, you know, I don't know why.
I didn't hear it either, but let's
it's like an
give it a listen.
You know what? Honest to God, it's like an obsession, and I don't know what it is with him, but as again, and I don't care if this makes someone angry. I don't hear it.
All right, here it is. Tom Likas at about 4 o'clock today. A little after 4.
We've seen them come and we've seen them go.
Ooh, the
By
voice.
The way, every one of them has tried to start something with me. They've all tried to get me into a feud with them, get me into a fight with them. Big waste of time. It's bad enough that our own station, Brian Witless, is on the air trying to drag me into a feud, which it won't happen.
Oh, boy.
Well, Brian Witless, yeah. I can see
that's that's almost like the when I called you.
Yeah. We've all been in the second grade.
I called you S Man. I replaced the
right.
W with an S.
Right. Which I got at, maybe kindergarten. Maybe.
Really? I thought I was original.
No. It all started very, 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 very early.
Wait,
I mean,
somebody called you that in kindergarten?
Well, maybe not that young.
Damn it.
But, the W switched out for an S and Witless.
Have you gotten that?
Yeah, but trust me, this guy in the afternoon, Mel Brooks, he is not.
It's bad enough that our own station, Brian Witless, is on the air trying to drag me into a feud, which it won't happen.
I haven't mentioned him.
You can keep trying.
No.
Not going to happen.
No.
I've seen the results, by the way, of his attempt to
right.
cause like a little feud between us. How's that done for the ratings? Find out tonight at 8. I'll save the good news for Brian. He can tell you how well that's going.
Well, the ratings actually are pretty good on this show.
Yeah, his voice is real thin. By the way, if you were in radio and you were losing your voice, which it seems to me to be the case. I mean, you listen to that. That is a very thin voice. It's not that is not a full robust voice. And look, if you were doing radio for a living and your uvula was falling out, you might lash out at some other. You might be angry and find yourself lashing out at people, too.
All right. But with the content of what he said, you know, the ratings are not that great. Well, here's an indication that actually the ratings are pretty good. You know, people on competing stations, other talk stations, right?
Mm-hmm.
You had, who was the guy? Who was on KFI? Phil Henry was on KFI.
Right.
And Steckler and I survived that guy. Now, I guess this John Ziegler,
mm-hmm.
who's on KFI.
Right, he's going too.
I actually enjoy that dude. I listen to him on the way to work occasionally.
He's over.
This is his last show tonight.
Yeah, it's over.
And then your friend, Mr. KBC, used to be on opposite us.
Yeah, they took care of him.
He's not over the KBC anymore.
Right.
So there's got to be something we're doing, right? We're like cockroaches. We've survived a lot of other talk show hosts.
Look, here's the deal. If you had a radio show and no larynx, you might be angry at the world. I don't bring him up. I don't talk about him. I don't say nasty things about him. But he continues to bring me up for a reason that I don't understand. I honestly do not understand why I continue to be a topic of conversation. And by the way, Brian Witless, I mean, yeah.
I thought it was pretty good.
No, all right. Well, all right.
But then again, I thought S-Man was good.
I've heard it all.
What other ones have you heard?
Listen to that.
What else have you heard? Witless, Essman.
Well, those are the two big ones. I mean, Witless, I mean, you know.
Now, are you just BSing me or somebody actually did call, took the W and put the S on before me?
Yeah, in school. Right. Yeah, I mean, you're not. Yeah, you're not bringing anything up you're not reinventing the wheel, Tim.
I thought that was original.
When your last name, when H I T,
right,
are
W H I T,
right? But
H I T, and you take the slash the W.
I mean, you switch out a consonant and
lose the W, add an S.
Right. I mean, you think I didn't get that on the schoolyard? I mean, please. And then witless, you know, because,
you blasted away at me replaced the C-O-N with the derogatory C word.
And I rearranged a few.
When it comes to chicks.
Right. I threw a.
And we were going to sell the show at one point. If we're going to be on satellite, it was going to be Essman and Seaway.
Or Seaway and Essman.
Well, whatever.
I mean, hey, you lead, dude.
Whatever, but that's actually a funny title for the show.
Sure,
we had pictures and we changed the names on it. It looked pretty cool.
Yeah, it's all photoshopped. I mean,
they wouldn't let us do that here.
Very smooth, but I am.
Wouldn't you listen to that show if it was Seaway and Essman?
Yeah,
the whole C word, the whole S.
Yeah, you'd listen. Really,
you want to know what those two lunatics are going
to
talk about?
You would listen just for the breaks to hear them go into the commercial breaks. That's it. I mean, that's why you would listen.
And for them to refer to each other like, hey, Essman, listen, I know you like John Edwards, but I have a feeling that John Edwards is not going to actually be able to eclipse this Barack Obama.
Hey, look, C-Wave. And they'd use each other's names a lot. But I must mention, because people bring it up all the time, and they will ask me or send emails. Honest to God. When I mentioned in the afternoon, as you just played a tape of that, I swear to you, I don't hear it.
You just heard it.
The only way I hear it is if somebody mentions it to me, because I don't listen to that show. And as I've said, when asked about it, like most of Los Angeles, I'm listening to John and Ken. So you would have to mention to me, and people do, that I was brought up, because I wouldn't know. And honest to God, I don't know. Somebody's got to tell me that it happens.
We've seen them come and we've seen them go. By the way, every one of them has tried to start something with me. They've all tried to get me into a feud with them, get me into a fight with them.
Stop it right there.
Big way.
Who's bringing me? Who's bringing it up? I'm not bringing it up.
He thinks you are.
I'm not.
Well, he believes that you are.
Right.
We've seen them come and we've seen them go. By the way, every one of them has tried to start something with me. They've all tried to get me into a feud with them, get me into a fight with them. Big waste of time. It's bad enough that our own station, Brian Witless, is on the air trying to drag me into a feud, which it won't happen.
No.
You can keep trying.
No.
Not going to happen. I've seen the results, by the way, of his attempt to cause like a little feud between us. How's that done?
All right. All right, gang. Coming up at 10 o'clock, it is Randy Wang and Jerry Wischowski.
I would get that looked at. I mean, I know that he said that he's seeing an allergist and being treated by an allergist. But, this is one business.
I think this is what he was referring to.
I didn't bring it up. I didn't start it, Tim. You played the tape. But honest.
I only played what was on the air.
Being in this business with no voice, it's kind of tough.
All right, coming up at 10 o'clock, Jerry Wischowski and Randy Wang are going to go at each other when it comes to name that tune, Weird Al Yankovic.
I mean, maybe. I mean, he might want to consider a career change to, like, miming. Like, if he wanted to be a mime, you know, that might be, a decent, climbing the ladder.
Like Gina.
Right. I mean, he could do that. But
Gina went to mime school.
Right. That would be, I think, kind of a good job for someone with no voice. Radio show, I don't think so.
The Love Fest continues here at 97.1 Free FM.
I didn't start it, and I didn't bring it up.
I hump with a condom.
I hump with a condom. In your neighborhood,
who you gonna call? I don't give an F!
Hey, we're on the air. Watch your mouth.